Let's talk sport. 5:40. Robert time? Greenfield. Is probably it's not.
too much traffic.
You were supposed that to be was. Going home, weren't
There's
you?
So much traffic out there that I think the sports hit is another
redundant.
Another redundancy of the amount of traffic on the roads.
Been using WhatsApp lately? Did you see the WhatsApp calling thing? Lots of people talking about this today. Apparently, there's been no change. It was just an update to WhatsApp overnight. So how long it'll last, we don't know. But it's been WhatsApp. What's that friend?
Yeah,
there, isn't it?
Big news.
People calling. That's been interesting. Robbie, what's going on sports-wise? What do you want to talk about? Do you want to start with rugby, actually?
I know, I saw
to start with rugby.
Warren Gatland said, like, end the trash talk ahead of Saturday. I mean, it's not that usual that it happens in rugby.
It's not exactly Mayweather-McGregor either, is it? I mean, it's two middle-aged men saying marginally, untoward things to one another.
Politely.
It's not even, yeah, I mean, rugby's got so much decorum, hasn't it? We're talking about a sport where when a player does something and feels like he's been wronged, he politely goes up to the referee and sort of very meekly asks whether the referee can explain himself. And when the referee says no, he just walks off. This is not football. Rugby is a sport of discipline and decorum. And we're into the final stages now of the build-up for this first test between the British and Irish Lions and the mighty All Blacks. It takes place in Auckland tomorrow. Kickoff is 11:35 in the morning. I don't think the All Blacks have lost in Auckland since 1993. That is off the top of my head. 93, 94, something like that. So it's a monumental, it's a gargantuan task for the Lions. And the team that Warren Gatland has named raised a few eyebrows last night. Chris and I this morning were down at the OSN studios. They're going to be televising all three of the tests between the All Blacks and the Lions, and we managed to catch up with three legends of rugby. We were in conversation with Jerry Guscott, Zinzan Brooke and Scott Gibbs as well. Two of those guys, Guscott and Gibbs, have played on winning Lions sides. Gibbs put in a crunching tackle on Oz Durant in South Africa in 1997, which he describes very vividly in the interview that we're going to play out later on the show. And it was great hearing them talk about the Lions tour and just everything about what it means to be a Lion. And from Zinzan's point of view, he never actually played against the Lions, because for a New Zealander, for an All Black, they only come out, they only tour once every 12 years. So often players, even great players, miss that window of opportunity. But for the ones that do get it, it is a chance to really, you want to get one over on the Lions. The Lions are desperate to go to New Zealand's home turf and somehow pull off a shock. But as I said a little just now, the team that Warren Gatland has named for this first test raised some eyebrows. We were all expecting at least Maro Itoje to appear in that forward line. He's gone for the Welshman, Alan Wynne-Jones. And in the backs, he's gone for ball-playing skills over kicking reliability. There's no Lee Halfpenny in that side. He kicked so brilliantly in the run-up to this game, and kind of a shock really to see him omitted. I think it's going to be Owen Farrell at number 10 who's going to be taking over the kicking duties for the Lions. It's an exciting looking back line. The worry for me is that they're basically trying to, by this team lineup, go and fight fire with fire, and that's not going to work. That's like going to the Nou Camp and trying to outpass Barcelona. And
a bit of surprise in the choice of captain. Obviously, Sam Warburton was tour captain. He's on the bench on Saturday.
Well, he just hasn't been, you know, he hasn't played enough and he's not been in the kind of form. And that fact is he's been dropped. So, Alan Wynne-Jones was a standing captain, but Peter O'Mahony is definitely a great leader. And the Irish flanker, he is a player that is really going to, it's a strong team. It's a really bruising, strong pack. The success they have had, Nats, this so far on this tour has been through that forward line. You know, I think they've scored more penalty tries than they actually have regular tries on this tour. It's just been a display of brute strength up front. They've been really good in the breakdown. Where they've struggled really is across that back line. And the All Blacks, we all know, they are the best ball passing, ball playing side in rugby. Well, they're the best side in rugby point blank, but to play them on one of their favourite home grounds and to try and play expansive rugby might be a little bit dangerous. But the boys later on have some interesting predictions, and you won't be surprised to hear that they don't agree with one another. Zinzan Brooke, funnily enough, thinks the All Blacks are going to win. Jerry Guscott, well, I'll leave you to guess who he thinks might be coming away the victors from Auckland.
You seem a little pessimistic. Would that be fair to say?
From
your point of view, Robbie, I mean,
I think the only way the Lions are going to get a result, I think, is if the weather is poor and if they spoil the game. So basically, if they go, they, you know, I think it was Zinzan, I think, who gave a really nice line a little bit earlier today. He said that for New Zealand and the All Blacks, a scrum or a ruck is just a way of restarting the game. For the Lions, it's where you actually try and win a penalty and score 3 points. So that kind of illustrates the two philosophies, the two very different philosophies
but just going
of these
back,
two sides.
Ireland put in a fantastic display against New Zealand over in Chicago. I mean, that was a surprise. You wonder if some of that magic might be repeated over these three tests.
That was a surprise, but they are the only team in the last 19 tests to beat the All Blacks. And the All Blacks in their warm-up game beat Japan 78-0. Or was
you've
it Tonga?
Got, you've
Sorry.
Got to have a bit of faith, Robbie.
No, I'm excited. I think it will be close. I think the Lions will make it close by spoiling the game. I think that's the only way they can. If they try and fight fire with fire, it might be close for the first 45, 50 minutes, and then we'll see the All Blacks run away with it. They have a habit of pressing the accelerator at around about the 60-minute mark, and games that have appeared close suddenly just get away from teams, and suddenly there's a 25, 30-point gap in the scoreboard, and it looks like a bit of a thumping. But I fully expect, how can you not expect the All Blacks to win? All the history says they will. It's at Auckland, you know, it's in their home turf. They've had a brilliant warm-up game. They are the best side by a distance. This has not been the best display in terms of the warm-up games for the Lions, although they have built some kind of momentum in their last two matches. They were really impressive against the Chiefs, I thought, and they were impressive against the Maori All Blacks as well. But they're going to need to step it up a level again. I don't, you know, I'm probably not the best motivational speaker for them, isn't it?
I was going to say, yeah, okay. You need to work on that side of your personality. Clinton says, look, it's scheduled to chuck it down. Weather's going to play a big part in the test. Now, if it chucks it down, the British and Irish Lions are going to take their shirts off and lie there and sunbathe.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, they're going to enjoy themselves. It'll be like playing at home. It'll certainly be a one that will level the playing field, I think. The worse the weather is, the more it's going to just get, you know, you're going to get down in the mud and it's a real roll-your-sleeves-up job and just it's going to become scrappy. It's going to become harder for the teams to play their respective games. And we all know the team with the greater firepower is the All Blacks. So the weather can only help the Lions, in my humble opinion.
Okay, that's the rugby anyway. That's Saturday, isn't it? It's at Eden Park. I wanted to ask you about this. This is interesting to me. Angel Di Maria has just settled a tax case. So much coming out of Spain about tax cases with the big footballers, the big coaches, Jose Mourinho, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi.
The more I read about these stories, the more I'm convinced that the Spanish authorities have just messed up. Because why are all these cases coming out? It's not there's not some collusion among all the players to rip off the Spanish authorities. So there has to have been a grey area or something that just was not clear regarding image rights that all these individuals, who include Cristiano Ronaldo and Jose Mourinho, are suddenly being hauled up to task for. So Angel Di Maria has decided to essentially just cut his losses and settle for, what is it, 2 million euros. The other two individuals I just mentioned, Mourinho and Ronaldo, owe substantially more. I think Ronaldo owes 13 million euros. Mourinho owes 3.3 million euros, but that was just from a period between 2011 and 2012. And, yeah, I don't know. I really honestly have no clue what's going on here. We thought it was an agenda against George Mendes, who's the sort of super agent that controls both the careers of Jose Mourinho and Cristiano Ronaldo. But with this latest revelation, that appears less likely. And it just seems like, well, the Spanish authorities didn't get their rules right.
It's like they found a little grey area and they've decided to look at it in a bit more detail and say, right, we're going to pursue some people.
But you know what?
Because all
is?
These footballers have clever people looking after their. These footballers are not. They're not. You think they're sitting at home on their computer going, oh, I can.
Well, in the case of Lionel Messi, he handed all the responsibility over to his father, didn't he?
Papa Messi.
To Papa Messi, and I don't know what Papa Messi does, but I mean the situation here is very simply, it's image rights. Your image rights go to companies based in tax havens, like Panama, for example. The argument of the Spanish government seems to be, if you're playing in Spain, you need to be paying tax in Spain, whether your image rights are based there or not. And that's where the grey area is. I think there was a change 4 or 5 years ago, and it's one of those changes that you can read it one of two or three or four or a number of different ways. And that's where the crux of this is, or seems to be, in simple terms. There's an awful lot more to it than that. However, the Spanish government claim that if you're playing in Spain, you pay in Spain, yeah. Mainly on the plane or something like that.
And speaking with football, it was interesting to see that Oscar has been banned for 8 games for an incident that he didn't even receive a booking for.
He's kicking the ball at people, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Andre Villas-Boas, who you may remember had a very short spell at both Chelsea and Tottenham, and not a very successful one. He was supposed to be the new Mourinho. It didn't quite work out for him, but he is now managing the club in the Shanghai SIPG club that Oscar plays for. This is what I find most laughable about this. Oscar, we know the kind of sums of money these guys are earning. I think it was something like £350,000 a week. He got fined £4,620 for this incident.
Really? Which is what, 22,000?
40,000 won.
Okay, not much of a dent really, is it? He found that at the back of the sofa.
That's the kind of money that would just tumble out of his pocket in a taxi.
Loose change.
5:50, look, we need to go to a break. Do you want to do the lost word again?
Yes.
I know you said it yesterday, it was very successful. All right then, listen to this, courtesy of NLT.
The lost word.
Experts warn e-cigarettes can be altered to...
Do you want that once again?
Well, go on.
The lost word.
Experts warn e-cigarettes can be altered to...
That's an odd one. Experts warn that e-cigarettes can be altered to something. Any thoughts on that? That's today, a new story
that
today,
is a
it?
New story okay. today, yes.
Handguns?
Robbie.
I'm just reading a text bashing my rugby knowledge, so I got a bit distracted.
That's all right, don't
worry. Stop bashing your rugby knowledge.
Don't confuse other teams being in disarray last season for the All Blacks' skill. The All Blacks are good, but not as good as you make them sound. Whoever this texter is, there's no name on the text, but actually both Zinzan Brook and Jerry Guscott kind of agree with you. They say that while they're very, very good, they're not quite at the level of the team that won the World Cup 2 years ago in 2015.
Home advantage is a big deal, I suppose, of course. When you're travelling, you're on tour, you miss your family, as many of the British and Irish Lions will be finding at the moment. That will add something to it. Weather will add something to it. There's loads of different factors. Who knows? That person says the Lions will take it.
Pressure.
With a winky face.
But and again, it's how you respond to pressure as well, because that first test is all important. The consensus is if the Lions lose that first test, they lose 3-0. If they win it, obviously, then it's game on.
All right, then. That's the sport for now. The lost word today, just once more very quickly. Text us in if you have a word that fits in here, other than handguns that Robbie has gone for.
The lost word.
Experts warn e-cigarettes can be altered to...
That's an odd one, that. There's a story behind
it
that,
is.
Isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there's always a story behind the lost word, Tim.
There is. I've learned this to be true. 4001 via the free app. Put your name on there if you've got a word that fits.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at DubaiEye1038FM.
We've had reports of flooding on Alkhel Road today, and then just a little while ago, Franklin texted in. Only 3 lanes on the left open on the E44. Large trucks dewatering. He says, we're not sure what the flooding was. There's been an accident. Alley. It's around about Danube Petrol Metro Station, which has caused major problems. Heading towards Dubai, air ambulances there. We know that sounded like a major incident. That much we're aware of. If there's anything else that's causing you a problem, we can pass it on. If it's safe to text us or even call 423-1010, the number 4001 or via the free app is the way to get in touch. By if you want to get your thumbs dexterously moving.
Okay, if you want to text in, we also have today's competition. The prize is a 2-week summer camp for one child aged 5 to 12 years old worth 899 dirhams. That's at Dubai Parks and Resorts. There's customised programmes for different age groups. There's things across Legoland, Motion Gate Dubai, Bollywood, that kind of fun stuff. To win that prize, you need to answer this question. Name the song that you couldn't get out of your head, which was featured in the Lego movie. So name the song you couldn't get out of your head, which was in the Lego movie. Text us on 4001.
Proper earworm it was as well. What else have we got here? Let's go back into the lost word, because lots of...
Quite funny answers today.
Quite amusing answers.
The lost word.
Experts warn e-cigarettes can be altered to...
So I was just reading a text in. We can't use that, Clinton, but I appreciate the way you're going. It's something you can't turn an e-thingy into.
Yeah. So Anwar said explosives, but along the line of Robbie's.
Kind of. Handgun, what Robbie went for.
Yes. And somebody else has said e-shisha. That's quite funny. Asad said altered to be a fidget spinner.
Tell you what, that would work at the moment.
Yes.
This is a very strange story, though, I think.
It is a very, very, very strange story. The answer is hack computers. So experts warn e-cigarettes can be altered to hack computers. And that's because most e-cigarettes, I didn't know this, but they're charged via a USB port. So if you then have one that's hacked, they can put like a little program in it. Then every time you plug it into your computer or laptop to charge it, the software can go in, and if there's a pre-written script, it can steal things like malware or ransom or like a keylogger. So, you know, when you press, you're entering your passwords and stuff. So, yeah, be careful. Another reason maybe not to have an e-cigarette.
And, well, as if one were needed. Clinton says, I'm bored, stuck in Jebel parking contest. Think I'm winning. Which is one way of looking at it, I suppose. David, whinging David, or winging, as it's spelled, to be even more antisocial than they usually are with the e-cigarette thing. But somebody actually got it right as well, or at least Googled it and sent us through what it was supposed to be. That's it for this hour. In the next hour, we're going to talk to William Denslow. It came to me eventually. He's in New York. Nick is away this week. That's around about 6:20. Your thoughts on the Crystal Maze are appreciated on 4001 or via the free app. We should point out that the Crystal Maze didn't actually get to Australia. Sally, Alastair was just winding us up earlier on. It wasn't on Channel 9.
I know, I told you that.
Every Monday night.
I told you that, I know.
But maybe this time it might be. Maybe.
On Channel 9 on Monday night, I think it was like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something. Maybe that was...
Crystal Maze was better
later,
than that.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. That was later.
That would have been. What was on...
What did we have?
Monday
Sail of
night's
the Century
Channel
or something? Was it Sail of the
Sail
Century?
Sail of the Century?
Yeah.
Did
we
you have
had,
that?
We, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Did was you have that?
Well, it was... Yeah, I remember that in the 70s.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that
somebody.
Is.
I can't remember the format, but it was one of those big sort of game show things.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Who presented that in Australia?
Do you know, I don't remember. It was so far back.
Oh,
I don't remember.
It was that good. This conversation going nowhere.
Time to wind it up.